The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome, it is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Many things happening in the sports world. Final Four, well, that happened. Oklahoma got thrashed by 40-some-odd points. And too bad for Buddy Hield and the rest of those guys, because played a great tournament up until that game. North Carolina, not surprised that they got it done. Opening day in baseball. NBA basketball still going on. It really is. Golden State Warriors actually lost the game. And they're a little bit closer to history and maybe a little bit further away at the same time. But really, a lot going on in the world of sports. It is opening day in Major League Baseball. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. Jeff, welcome back, buddy.
Ah, good to be back. Good to watch some basketball. Good to watch some baseball coming up here. Some teams open on Sunday. Everybody else opens Monday or Tuesday.
Hey, breaking news, in case you didn't know. That knife that they found at the OJ estate, not the murder weapon, man. Not the murder weapon. Anyways, I don't think we're all surprised about that.
The search continues.
It absolutely does. Anyways, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
These days, it seems like almost everyone is watching their pennies to try and make ends meet. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a simple way to update your home without spending a lot of money right after this.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is bleach-free and safe for virtually any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, True Value, Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Keeping up with the latest styles in your home doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. Sometimes it just requires a little elbow grease. I've noticed lately that the new style in ceiling fans and light fixtures is a flat bronze or black color instead of the polished brass we saw for so many years. If your fan or light fixture is working fine, why replace it when you can simply paint it? Take it down and remove the glass or wood components first before you rough up the polished surfaces with some fine steel wool. You'll also want to cover up any electrical parts with masking tape before painting it. Then, a couple of good coats of quality spray paint should do the trick to transform the old to the new. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Look at this hustle.
Look at the putback to bring it to single digits.
From the foul line.
All the way in off his own miss.
And I'll tell you what, Oklahoma with seven offensive rebounds here to start the second half in these first 4 minutes. And Lyle Cougar is happy. You got to lock out the shooter, Bill.
And one thing they do and work at Villanova is situations where you squeeze, take the shooter. Cardinal sin.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. I love Bill Raftery. What do you think of Bill Raftery when he calls games, Jeff?
Oh, it's onions, baby. I love Bill Raftery, man. I like him a lot more than Billy Packer. I like him a lot more than a lot of these guys that we hear when CBS and Turner unload the gambit of announcers for a three-week tournament.
Also very well known for when he starts out a game and they get in that man-to-man, he goes, man-to-man! So, gotta love Bill Raftery and the way that he calls games and just shows you his emotions and, you know what, his love for the game, to be honest with you. And, you know what, tough go for the Oklahoma Sooners. Buddy Hield had a great season, great year, great tournament. One poor game, that's all it takes when you really think about it. And that's why I find the tournament to be the greatest tournament, but not necessarily the tournament to find out who is the best team in all the land. But truth be told, North Carolina may be the best team in all the land. And same with Villanova in that same sentence, to be honest with you. So looking forward to a great national championship game. And like you said before, don't really get great national championship games. But I got the feeling, I really do, that this has the makings of what is going to be an unbelievable basketball game, Jeff. I really do.
Yeah, it's a little reminiscent of Duke Butler from a couple years ago. You know, not necessarily a slew of NBA talent on the court with both teams there, but definitely going to see some fundamental basketball. Definitely going to see two well-coached teams, and I think you're going to see two teams with a lot of heart. I think if North Carolina brings their best game, there's not going to be a lot Villanova can do. They're not going to duplicate the shooting performance that they had against Oklahoma on Saturday.
We've been saying that for five games now, that they have absolutely shot the lights out in every single basketball game. So, you know what? I thought Kansas would be able to get out there and contest shots a little bit better. You would think that North Carolina will be able to get out there and contest shots better. But if guys are just in the zone and they're knocking it down, it is what it is. And sometimes you can't stop somebody that's hot. I mean, it's true. When a guy gets on fire, they're just too much to handle. And Villanova has a bunch of guys that can shoot the ball. And they also have a couple of big guys that I think are going to give North Carolina some trouble. I really do. I think this is a makings of an excellent basketball game and a nip and tuck type basketball game the whole way throughout.
As long as they can stay out of foul, as long as Villanova's bigs can stay out of foul trouble, North Carolina won't get away with what they got away with against Syracuse, which was a poor night shooting from the field. But, you know, they just attacked because there was nothing Villanova could do once they got into foul trouble. And that's, you know, that's where you get your offensive rebounds. That's where you get your second chance points. And that's where you get a lot of non-contested high percentage shots going to the rim because these guys want to stay on the floor.
Play defense without fouling, you know, and contest shots without fouling guys. But I also agree, you know, depth will play a huge factor or role in the contest. So we'll see how Villanova is able to stop that high-powered North Carolina offense. I mean, truth be told, they're good. They've been doing it in different ways. That's what I've been impressed with, is they've been playing more defense than usual for a North Carolina team and a Roy Williams coach team. They play defense. They get after it. That's kind of how they broke it open with Syracuse. That's how they've been able to break open every single game when you think about it. Defense leads to offense. We've heard it so many times, but it's so true. It's unbelievable. So North Carolina has some advantages. I would agree with you. But Villanova, like you said earlier, maybe playing with a little chip on their shoulder in general. Don't get a lot of respect. Don't get a lot of love. And when they do get the love and the respect, then they usually falter. So this has kind of been a little bit different case for Villanova. They've stepped to every challenge. They've beaten some good teams along the way. And to me, they look like they are a team capable of being a national champion.
Yeah, you know, they've definitely survived. They've definitely been able to do all the things that they need to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, this isn't Roy's first rodeo. This isn't Jay Wright's first rodeo. This is the first chance of a trip to the national championship. But I think the experience at North Carolina, I think that that's just going to prevail. But, you know, that's not to count Villanova out. It's just, you know, looking at this game from an honest point of view, I think that North Carolina's got the depth and they'll get at them. And if they get out to a big lead early, you know, every game is a game of runs. You know, there's two or three runs in every game, and you want to be on the side of the majority of those. Villanova can tend to run where they don't need as many runs. They can get out 14-4, 12-5, and just, get out there, get a lead, and then they protect the lead. And I thought that that's what we saw once they got up by 11, and that's when Oklahoma fell apart and just yielded them to score 95 points and beat them by 44.
You know, I'd be careful if I was Villanova with pressing North Carolina, because if you learned one thing from what they did to Syracuse, is they're prepared for that press and they're getting easy baskets, mainly dunks when they have the press. So they can break it. They've got the guys to break the press. I would see them more in kind of like a quarter court press where they just try to slow North Carolina down versus really getting up into them and pressing them. Because I think if you do that, it's kind of a recipe for disaster, Jeff.
Oh, you could easily wear yourself out in the first 5-6 minutes of the game if you try to do too much. You got to play your game. You got to play 40 minutes, and you just can't let North Carolina get away. And you got to hope you're more successful when you swarm them on D than Syracuse was.
And hope that they're not knocking down three-pointers way they were against Syracuse. Because truth be told, that game could have been a lot worse at halftime if they hit two or three three-pointers. They were 0 for 10 or something like that at halftime, and they're still up 11 points, I think, or 9 or whatever it was. Point is that North Carolina, so potent, so dangerous, has so many ways that they can beat you. And like I said, doing it a little different, playing better defense this year than in years past. I'll tell you what, man, they got a lot of great players, Jeff. I think Marcus Page, he can just get in there and light it up. And when that guy gets hot, dangerous. Meeks, those guys down low, they're a handful. They really are. It's just on paper, you're thinking North Carolina is definitely the better team. But there's just something about the grit and the gut of that Villanova squad that I like them to keep this a very close ball game.
I think that's fair. You know, we've seen a different player from Carolina step up in just about every game. You've had five games, and you've had five different players answer the call. And I think that's – Roy Williams has Villanova right where he wants them. I mean, they wanted to play in this game on Monday night. I think that them and Kansas came in as the co-prohibitive favorites. And if chalk plays out, it's going to be North Carolina cutting down the nets on Monday night in Houston.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it sounds like a sucker to me, to be honest with you. I think Villanova, you're saying they can't keep hitting shots? All they've done is hit shots for five games. I think they can keep hitting shots. And I think that's a good basketball team, well-coached, and I agree with you. I think they are playing with a chip on their shoulder, and North Carolina better be ready for everything this team's got, because they're going to fight, they're going to go at it, and they're not going to quit. You know, if there's one thing you learn from March Madness in general, is there's 40 minutes in a basketball game, and Texas A&M showed you that if you're down 12 points in 44 seconds, it's possible. So anything is possible. Anything can happen. You're guaranteed 40 minutes. They're guaranteed 40 more minutes. And they might as well just let it all hang out on both sides. I really just think we're going to see a great basketball game. You're going to see Villanova give everything they got. You're going to see North Carolina get up and down that floor and play a really cool style of basketball. But at the end of the day, I think these teams are very close. I don't know what the spread is, Jeff. Do you have any idea what the spread is?
No, you know, I'm not the one to look at that kind of stuff. But hey, Texas A&M, probably the moment of the tournament with that comeback.
All right. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Far side, inside, hook shot, yes.
How about that look? Nice find on the cut, too.
Got Hill to commit, missed the open three. Hart, though, so active in so many ways, dribbles once, and then puts it up and in.
And, Coach, what a great defensive execution for Oklahoma, but you got to secure the defensive rebound and not give up an easy basket.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved as well. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And again, live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. And we do rebroadcast Monday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time as well. So thoughts and opinions, welcomed, encouraged. We want them. We want to hear from you. Jeff, I am going to switch gears with you a little bit here, and we're going to talk some football. First of all, what about this Kaepernick trade that's being held up by salary reasons or something to the Denver Broncos for like $4.9 million? We'll start there, and then I obviously want to go next to RG3 going to Cleveland. We haven't really talked about that. That happened last week. We didn't really discuss it though. So first thoughts about Kaepernick and where he may wind up.
Well, Kaepernick's got a really player-friendly contract, and it's an albatross for teams, especially a team like the 49ers trying to move his contract. I never thought he was a great fit for Denver. I think that with the X's and O's, you could look at a player with Kaepernick's talent. You could look what RG3 did in Kyle Shanahan's offense during his rookie year, and you could say, hey, that's a great fit. But, you know, Denver is used to having number 18 in that locker room over the last 3 or 4 years, and I think that you go from having a leader to someone that, you know, it's not a knock on him, but I just don't feel that Colin Kaepernick is a leader of men. And when you're dealing with a championship roster like the Denver Broncos are, though it's a little bit depleted, I think that Kaepernick's a bad fit. I think that this contract's going to be tough to move, especially now that we're into the month of April. His salary is fully guaranteed. Chip Kelly's going to have to find a way to make it work. And who's to say that Colin Kaepernick can't be a great fit in Chip Kelly's offense there in San Francisco, where I think that Denver's just going to end up with a journeyman. And I wouldn't be shocked, as Shane Koenig told us a week ago, that, you know, they're probably going to go to camp with Mark Sanchez on that number one line when it comes to the quarterbacks.
Do you think this is similar to the Brock Osweiler situation, where Kaepernick feels, you know what, you benched me last year, you took me out, I want out of here? I mean, similar, yes or no?
Well, a little bit similar, but, you know, I think that the stars are just crossed for them there in San Francisco. When you get benched for Blaine Gabbert, you know something's not going right. Now, different leadership. You know, Jim Tom Sula's coaching staff benched Kaepernick in favor of Blaine Gabbert. I think that Chip Kelly is going to come in and look at that offense and say, hey, I need this guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's my thought is, you know what, it's Kaepernick's got to say, listen, the way it was before – wasn't happening. I wasn't their guy for some reason. But now Chip Kelly's in here. He likes a quarterback with the skill set that I have. I need to give this a go, and I need to have my head on straight and my mind clear about moving forward with the San Francisco 49ers.
And he's 28 years old. This is a time to mature and put the petty stuff behind you and try to continue your career. I mean, you know, I would say that his career, almost as much as Robert Griffin III's, is on the fritz right now just because he can't get on the field and he can't do the things to keep the coaches happy.
Yeah, I mean, look, and it only leads us to our next conversation. Kaepernick is interesting. I think we both are kind of on the same page with this. He's got to grow up. He's got to move on. The past is the past. The future is the future. You've got a new guy with Chip Kelly. Maybe magic can strike twice. Who knows? You have to give it that opportunity, though, since you're probably not being moved, like you said, with a very difficult contract. So with that being said, we've talked a little bit about Kaepernick and that situation with him moving forward. RG3 going to Cleveland makes a lot of sense. We can agree. We'll start there. It makes a lot of sense. But with that being said, even though you're comfortable with somebody, does that mean that you can go out there and kind of change who you are totally and all of a sudden be a different quarterback and be productive? That's the question I have.
I think we've got a lot of square peg round hole, theory going on with Griffin and the NFL. He's a college quarterback. He might be a great Canadian quarterback, and his game is suited for him to use his legs. Unfortunately, he's a pretty frail being, and that's just ceased to be an option. So he's trying to be a drop back passer. That's not his game. We'll see if the Cleveland coaching staff can turn it around. I mean, Hugh Jackson's supposed to be this quarterback whisperer, so we'll see what happens. But his career got derailed because his game just doesn't fit the NFL, no matter how much much we try to force it. And, you know, we've seen limited success with Kaepernick going to the Super Bowl in San Francisco. But, you know, you got to see it for more than one season. If you can't stay healthy for a 16-game season, you don't do your team a lot of good as a leader and the most important player on your offense.
Just with what you said there, what makes Russell Wilson different than these guys? Because truth be told, he's very similar, man. He uses his legs quite a bit, but he also knows when to throw the ball maybe a little bit better than these guys. Yes, no?
Yeah, I think so. I think that Russell Wilson wins a lot of games with his mind. You know, he's that same game manager that Phil Simms was. It was a little bit more mobile, and he gets out of the pocket, and he can beat you both ways. But, you know, you look at the playoffs over the last couple of years, where has Russell Wilson really beaten you? And that's throwing the ball, finding a receiver behind the defense, because you can't cheat and play too many guys in the secondary because of that factor that he could take off on you.
So you're excited about RG3 being in Cleveland, yes or no?
I have tapered expectations. I mean, you know, it's been a long time since 2012 when he took the Washington Redskins to the playoffs. So tapered expectations, probably an upgrade from Josh McCown, but probably also not your long-term answer. Cleveland's got a lot of holes to fill. I'm really concerned what they're going to do with that offensive line, especially considering the history of injury with Mr. Griffin.
Well, so my next question is if you're the Cleveland Browns, do you draft Carson Wentz or Jared Goff? Or Jared Goff, which one?
If the question is do you take a quarterback at two, I think the answer is yes. I like Carson Wentz a lot more. Track record, you know, with Jared Goff, you know, isn't great because he played in a poor program at Cal. But they, you know, they were on the up and up with Sonny Dykes. Sonny Dykes knew the score. He started him as a freshman. I worry about Goff's decision making. I worry about Wentz. You know, we just don't have the tape against the level of competition. But he throws the ball pretty well against air if you watch the combine or his pro day.
A lot of people talk about this Goff kid and Aaron Rodgers in the same sentence. I don't see that quite yet out of this kid, but he is somewhat of a gunslinger. He can throw a bunch of bad passes, but then go out and make some really good plays and get his team back in the game, kind of like Brett Favre, to be honest with you. But you hear the comparisons to Aaron Rodgers. Is that only because they both went to Cal?
I think so. I mean, we heard, we shouldn't take Jimmy Clausen because Brady Quinn was a bust. I mean, there's a lot of attachment these guys have to schools and programs, and, you know, not the same Cal program under Jeff Tedford as Goff played in under Sonny Dykes. But, I think that the comparison, if you forget about the Cal thing for a second, I think the comparison, if you watch the tape on Jared Goff, that he will make a silly throw trying to thread the needle. And he might not be there yet, but he's pretty close. I mean, I think that he's got the most upside. I think Carson Wentz is probably the most ready right now just because of because he's got that Roethlisberger Bortles type prototype where he's tough to take down.
So moving forward with RG3 is a temporary thing most likely, but let's just say he goes there and he rekindles the flame and becomes a quarterback under Hugh Jackson that we haven't seen. What are your feelings about Cleveland? I mean, could they make some noise or no?
In 2016, they probably can't make any noise. They're definitely in the middle of a rebuild. That's an actual rebuild where they're not trying to piece it together. They let Dante Whitner go this weekend. You know, obviously Alex Mack, Travis Benjamin, Mitchell Schwartz. You know, all those guys are gone. Those are holes that they're going to have to fill with young talent. They're going to have to go out and find it. And, you know, you don't get five first round draft picks, so they're going to have to find it on Friday and Saturday and among the undrafted free agents.
Are you going to be on the Cleveland Brown tour this year, or is that just is that not on your radar?
Well, it's going to be a little bit tougher this year because they don't play the AFC West or the NFC West. I don't think that they go farther west than the Nashville this year. So I'm going to try to get back for a home game, early in the year because I live in Arizona and I prefer not to sit in the cold weather, even though it's kind of a rite of passage as a Cleveland Browns fan. But You know what? I look at this team. I looked at this team before free agency as a 6-7 win team. I think if they do the right things in the draft and Hugh and Ray Horton is able to reach these guys on the defensive side of the ball, that they'll be passable. They're not going to be a great team. They're not going to be a playoff team. They play in the toughest division in all of football. So they got challenges ahead of them, but hopefully that, you know, they don't live in fourth place like they have over the last 4 or 5 years.
What do you think of all the tight ends being taken in the free agency?
It's interesting. It's becoming part of the game. You could thank Chip Kelly and Bill Belichick for that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, Packers picked up one, and obviously the Patriots pick up one. But I think Martellus Bennett has a great year, to be honest with you, too.
I think they finally replaced Aaron Hernandez. You know, that's kind of been a missing piece to their offense. They've been missing a lot of pieces to their offense, but Tom Brady likes to hit those tight ends, and he needs two of them on the field.
Absolutely, and the two tight end set is so huge in the NFL. But anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to hook up with Shane Koenig, our basketball insider on the other side. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting and building this treasure. Please check out sportsbyline.com/funding and watch the video. In appreciation for your help, we'll send you a special commemorative collection of interviews. Also, tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve and grow the library for today's sports fans and those in the future. That's sportsbyline.com/funding, and thanks for your help.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Spring's almost here, and soon it will be mowing season. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about making sure your mower is ready to get the job done this year, right after this.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is bleach-free and safe for virtually any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, True Value, Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Since your mower's been sitting idle for the last few months, it will need a little attention before you fire it up this spring. First, remove the spark plug wire before you check the blade for sharpness and balance. If the blade is dull, remove and sharpen it. You can do this yourself or take it to a professional. A dull blade will simply tear the grass instead of making a clean cut, and that can lead to lawn disease. Clean the mower housing inside and out and lubricate all moving parts, including the wheels. Then make sure to install a brand new spark plug and fill the tank with fresh gasoline. Gas that's been sitting in a container or a mower for a few months will potentially gum up the motor. Finally, remember to think safety when you start up the mower to take on the lawn this year. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Again, live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Rebroadcasts on Mondays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, I believe. So a lot happening in the sports world. As we all know, opening day, special day for a lot of people. But we're going to continue talking, and we're going to talk to Shane Koenig, our basketball insider. Shane, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
No complaints. You know, it's a beautiful day in the Valley of the Sun. We're looking at about 90 degrees today. And, I mean, look, most people probably think it's hot, but this is like kind of the calm before the storm. And we kind of enjoy this time of year and this weather. But you know what? We're talking sports. It doesn't get much better than that. I wish we had better games to talk about with what happened in the Final Four on Saturday. But truth be told, I think we got the two best teams in the country probably playing for a national title in Villanova and North Carolina.
Yeah, I definitely think that they got hot at the, you know, they always say hot at the right time, and especially the NCAA tournament. Villanova was shooting well going into the tournament, and in their first, you know, tune-up game of the tournament, they shot well and they never stopped. I think that a lot of people expected Kansas to be there, but their offense was one of those offenses where it could sputter at times. Their defense and their intensity is always going to be there, and I think that they faltered. But North Carolina, ironically enough, one of the top programs in the nation, and they had guys that were injured and then came back, and then their seniors who, for a team like the size of a North Carolina and the scope of a North Carolina, that could really take advantage of the one and done, similar to the way Calipari has done it throughout the years, is a very senior-laden team, and they came through and played very well throughout the ACC tournament, started the NCAA tournament playing well, and just continued that through.
You know, you said something kind of interesting to me about senior-laden teams and this and that and the other and all the one-and-dones. Are you surprised that some of these guys that decided to come out, like Seldon after his performance and some of the other guys that are coming into the NBA draft, I personally feel like there's no way in, you know what, that they should have ever come out. And Seldon has so much to work on. Yeah, he's improved, but he's not even projected to maybe get drafted. Like, what are these guys thinking? Like, seriously, on a serious level here, what are these guys thinking, and who is giving them this advice? Because there's so many guys coming into the league that are just not ready. What the heck are they doing, man?
I think that the NBA, it is based on potential. I think that there are – I don't – like Seldon, I really don't understand that. He doesn't have any physical quality that makes him stand out, that they're like, hey, he's not a refined product, but he's got the athleticism to be great. Like an Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins couldn't shoot from three in an NBA that is based on strong outside shooting. So I don't know exactly what when you're projected to be a late second rounder undrafted free agent, why you would make that decision. I think that the NBA is based on potential. The underclassmen are valued so they can sit and learn the system, even more than the point where now a Yogi Ferrell and even a Buddy Hield, until he made a run, oh, they're a senior, I don't want them, there's something wrong with them if they stayed in school for 4 years. When it used to be the total opposite. You know, your Tim Duncan was the valued player because he was so good and he was so polished after 4 years. Tim Duncan now would be gone after his sophomore year if he is lucky, just because he's so skilled that they'd want to get him into the NBA, get him on their first contract. I think that that's the main idea. I think that when a player looks and actually looks at, surprisingly enough, intelligently at what the commissioner of the NBA is saying, and the fact that they want to get rid of the one and done and they want to make it a 2-year commitment where they have to wait until after their sophomore year or after the age of 20, they want to bump that up. I think a lot of players are deciding that they want to jump into the NBA now because they think that Adam Silver is going to be able to negotiate that into the next collective bargaining agreement, but also have to give something up that may not affect the players as much. So I think they see that as their opportunity to get on that first contract.
You know, I think it would really behoove these NBA teams, and nobody will do it because nobody wants to jump first, but to actually start the clock on that rookie contract when these kids are 21, 22, 23 years old, rather than having them start at 19 and at 22, you still don't know what you have on your hands, and they can get out of the rookie contracts, though few players actually do. You know, as far as these guys, kind of these outliers that are declaring that might not get picked, there might be second round pick. Do you feel that the D League serves as something of a safety net for these kids that make the wrong decision, that they can work their way back into the NBA instead of just giving up on basketball altogether when they don't get drafted at 19, 20 years old?
Well, it's interesting. The NBDL, it feels like it has the potential to really be something strong for a lot of teams. And I think that you see that with teams that are drafting their first and second round talents that are coming out of college that use it. I think the San Antonio Spurs, have taken Kyle Anderson off the roster, on the roster. They have the same system in their D League as they run in the NBA so that they can pull people from there and not lose out on the system, not lose on that team component in the passing game. I am a huge Utah Jazz fan, which is weird, but they, for a lot of people to understand, is they do the same thing. They run their system in their D League, and I think that people that run it that way, it can behoove them. But when someone like a Michael Beasley is not doing well in the league and leaves the league, he doesn't go to the D League. He goes to China. So the money is in the foreign basketball, and it's ironic that the D League can be a fallback, but it's not where the money's at. So I feel like there's some refining that can be done on the D League side to make it more of like a baseball minor league system where guys really get that work that they're looking for, still get paid more than if they stayed in college, obviously, but then also have that instant opportunity to get called up on a 10-day contract or to get called up for the remaining of the year. There, it just feels like there's a component missing to that to really make it worthwhile. But I feel like there are teams, to answer the question, I think that it is, there are teams that really utilize that to their utmost potential, especially with their second-round picks.
That's the voice of Shane Koenig, our basketball insider here on the program. Hey, let me ask you this. I know Jeff has a question about Utah and Golden State, but I want to ask you this, or just mention this real quick, and then I have something else. Stephen Marbury is a perfect example of a guy going to China and taking the money and becoming an icon in China, to be honest with you. So couldn't make it in the NBA late in his career, but goes there, and he's actually one of the best players. I don't know if his – I don't remember what his numbers were the last I looked, but he was still averaging around 20 points a game and was a pretty big part to that team's success.
They're going to be building a statue of Stephon Marbury because he's won 3 Chinese league titles.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that tells you everything that you need to know. And Stephon Marbury in the NBA in his time, in my opinion, was one of the biggest cancers of the league that moved it. When he and Allen Iverson moved out of the league, a lot of teams started moving away from isolation ball and moving towards the team passing and ball movement that you see now. So it's interesting. I mean, I think it's a humbling experience for a lot of players, and I think that's what happened with Stephon Marbury is he realized the NBA and the big money isn't there for me, but if I can go to China and make a difference there, I can still make money and maybe even resurrect what was left of a career.
Yeah, hey, just real quick, kind of crazy to compare like Marbury and Iverson because Iverson was so darn good and Marbury just never lived up to it, if you ask me. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you know, I was wondering if Shane could channel his inner Fran Fraschilla and tell us, you know, maybe what's one of the best international leagues? Where can we anticipate the talent coming from? Or, you know, in the case of the abundance of players that declare for the draft that the NBA just doesn't have room for, well, is China the best destination for these guys, or is there a Euro league that would suit their needs better?
Well, when they had the NBA had a lockout, what, like 4 or 5 years ago, whenever that was, I remember people saying that the EuroLeague would get a couple of those players and put them on contracts until the NBA lockout was done. But they also said that NBA players are spoiled because they get paid. And the EuroLeague is one of those leagues where they shuffle things around, and then when they get the paycheck, they pay the players. And Deron Williams, who had recently left the Utah Jazz, it said that when he went over there, it took him like 6 months to finally get his paycheck when he came back into the NBA because they hadn't brought up enough money for him to get paid on like a game-by-game, week-by-week paycheck like the NBA. I think that throughout the history of the NBA and the players that come over there, I think the EuroLeague are the teams that when you talk about like a Maccabi Tel Aviv and you talk about the Greek leagues that put players into the EuroLeague is
like Josh Childress.
That get the NBA talent there. It seems to me that after Yao Ming came into the NBA and he invested in a team there, and China is huge on Kobe Bryant and on Michael Jordan for a while there, that they're wanting to pay the players, that the NBA players that come over there because they have the most draw. I think the best talent probably comes from your Euro leagues.
Interesting. Euro leagues are and when you look at the projections this year for the draft, you're not seeing as many of those guys in the top.
Yeah.
So it's kind of surprising. I mean, it seems to go in waves when you really think about it, yes or no?
I think there definitely is a wave. I think what ended up happening was that a lot of the discipline that was used to be taught in the college ranks and even in high school, the AAU leagues started to sprout up. Your one and dones or straight out of high school started sprouting up, and it was about athleticism. Meanwhile, the kids in the Euro League at the age of 14, 15, 16 are pass-first offense. They learn how to shoot. They learn the fundamentals. Even at 7 feet tall, they're shooting at least free throw line extended. So a lot of those players started coming into the league and being able to make a difference. And I think that a lot of that has changed because people now spread the floor. They have the shooters. People are shooting more, learning to shoot better, and realizing that they need to be a more well-rounded athlete to be able to make, and a well-rounded player to be able to make a difference. So that's why you see your Draymond Green's having success. I know that the Utah Jazz drafted Trey Lyles with that in mind. So I think that it's starting to go back to, if you want to make it in the league, you have to have an all-around game that allows you to play multiple positions and to make a difference immediately.
A couple quick questions I want to get in before the break. Who's going to win the national title game, Villanova or Carolina? And also, does Golden State break the record, or did that loss to Boston really hurt them?
I think North Carolina wins the title. I think that they are a senior team that can withstand a small run and not allow it to get to 25-0 like Oklahoma did, and guard the shooters and the one inside presence they have for Villanova that helps them spread the floor. I think they're going to defend that well. And I think that Golden State, I think they have to win every game from here on out. And I think San Antonio wants, that's the hard part, is I think San Antonio is the only thing that stands in their way, and I don't want to put my money on them even playing all their players in that game because they're pretty much locked in at the 2 seed. So I think that that's the hard part. I don't think they will break the record. I think that the pressure is starting to get to them. I think Steve Kerr has mentioned that. So I think they'll miss it by a game.
Would the Bulls sweep them? The 95-96 Bulls sweep them like Scottie Pippen says?
I'm a Jazz fan. I never bet against Michael Jordan. I think that's
ditto from the Cleveland perspective here too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people. I had a little Facebook argument with one of my friends who's a big Bulls fan, and another guy that's in Golden State and in San Francisco, and he was talking about, well, that guy's a bum. I'm like, all I have to say is Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, and Ron Harper. Those three guys together are the best defensive players at their position maybe of all time, and they all played on the same team. And if you're telling me that a Boston Celtics team switching at the top on every screen and a San Antonio Spurs team that did the same thing can stop and beat them during the regular season, I can't bet against the Chicago Bulls.
Great stuff, Shane, as always. Really appreciate it. And by the way, the Milwaukee Bucks beat them this year too, so I don't know.
Yes, that's true.
Some of the losses are pretty bad when you think about it, but they have a lot of great wins too. Anyways, really appreciate it. We'll catch up next week, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Shane Koenig, our NBA basketball insider, you name it, he's got us covered. We'll be right back. One final segment. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Come by this.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us, breaking down NBA basketball, a little bit of college basketball, and obviously John Poulter for putting in his time with us. Couple segments, opening day of baseball. It's definitely worthy of it. So, Jeff, as we do each and every week, this is our time for our parting shots. You're up first today, buddy.
Well, opening day in Cleveland on Monday features the Boston Red Sox and David Price pitching against the former Cy Young winner, Corey Kluber. That's got Boston on my mind because they knocked off the Golden State Warriors the other night. This team matches up incredibly well against Golden State, but it doesn't help anybody because they don't play in the Western Conference, and they can't help Cleveland or San Antonio knock off Golden State.
Yeah, my parting shot is national title, Monday night. Nova Carolina. It's all over after that, so enjoy it, folks. For Jeff, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We're out of here. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.